USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has delivered on one of his campaign promises as the United States signed a peace agreement with the Taliban aimed at bringing an end to 18 years of bloodshed in Afghanistan and allowing U.S. troops to return home from America's longest war. Under the agreement, the U.S. would draw down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 within 3 months, with the remaining forces withdrawing in 14 months. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The agreement that we will sign today is the true test of this effort. We will closely watch the Taliban's compliance with their commitments and calibrate the pace of our withdrawal to their actions. This is how we will ensure that Afghanistan never again serves as a base for international terrorists.
The United States spent more than $750 billion on all sides of the war. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A person in Washington state infected with the coronavirus has died, according to the Seattle and King County Department of Health. The fatality marks the first death associated with the virus inside the United States. The death comes after U.S. officials have warned that the coronavirus now appears to be spreading within the country from person to person, independent of any foreign travel. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention acknowledged three such cases, known as community spread, on the West Coast. Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, a Navy SEAL charged and acquitted of murdering an ISIS prisoner in 2017, speaks this Sunday on 60 Minutes on why he was wrong to pose for photos with the wounded prisoner.
It's wrong. I'll say it's wrong now. I've definitely learned my lesson. It's distasteful.
He also told the interviewer he had no sympathy for the enemy. The case jumped to the forefront when President Donald Trump intervened on his behalf. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a report in the Wall Street Journal, Michael Bloomberg has reached out to Andrew Yang, the former candidate for president, to be his vice presidential running mate. Also, with Super Tuesday right around the corner, Andrew Yang is being asked by a lot of candidates for his endorsement. Here were his comments on CNN.
Well, what I can say is that multiple campaigns have reached out, and it's flattering to be considered for a VP role or any role in someone's campaign. I've made clear to every other candidate that I ran on a set of issues, automation of jobs, an evolving economy that we need to humanize, and a dividend of $1,000 a month for every American. And I said that if a candidate were to make a significant commitment in those directions, then I'd be much more enthusiastic about considering an endorsement.
As each of the Democratic candidates jockey for position, tomorrow is the South Carolina primaries, and Tuesday is Super Tuesday with 14 states and America Samoa on the line. Country music star Garth Brooks found himself on the receiving end of some tough comments from Trump-supporting country music fans after they misunderstood a jersey he wore on stage in honor of Detroit Lions football great Barry Sanders. Brooks hit the stage in Detroit wearing the jersey of Barry Sanders along with the number 20. The jersey was meant as a tribute to the football player who had a legendary career in Detroit. But many fans online thought that he was supporting Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who's running for president. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.